We are learning Masechtas Chulin in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top, beginning of a line. Zok the Gemara, talking about a little bit about Mayim Megulim, and then we'll come back to the Halachos of Chazaka and the Halachos of Shechita. Tan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Chumis, Gimel Mashkin Asura Mishum Gilu. There are three Mashkin that have the Issa Mishum Gilu, which means snakes come and drink from these type of liquids, these type of drinks. Mayim, the yayim v'chalav, water, wine, and milk. And kama yishu v'yu asurim, how much do you have to leave it open, megula, and it ready will be asur? Kedei sheyotza harechesh v'mokim karev v'yishta. Enough time that it takes for the nachash to come out of its place in the ground and drink from it, and drink from it enough time, so like 20 seconds, 10 seconds, v'kama mokim karev. What's called makom karav? On Yitzchak Rav Yehuda, Kadesh Yitzchak Tachas Oizen Kli. In order, it'll come out from under the Oizen, the ear of the Kli, which is the handle of the Kli, the Yishta, and it'll drink. So the Gemara asks, Yishta Kachazle. If it drinks, you'll see it by that time. If there's enough time that it come out of its chur, out of its hole, come up, climb up, drink some, and if that's all the time, so I would have seen it go back. Ella, enough time that yishta v'yachza l'chura, enough time that it has to drink and go back into its chur, that is the shir that's called megula. We know in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that today we don't have nechashim that are matzui, they're not matzui, and therefore we don't have to be chayish for this. Because if not, you wouldn't have to leave your drink uncovered for around 20 seconds. That's how long it takes. And that would be water, and that would be wine or milk. And it's a big shiloh. It got to be other flavored waters. What would be the halacha? That would be the same thing as water. Even if you flavored water, it's not a different type of metzias. So that would be the same thing as mayim. So obviously today, we're not makbid on gilu, on megulim, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. There were some people who were makbid on it. They say, Reb Chaim Kievsky, the Chazanish, they were makbid on it. They didn't leave their cup unattended for more than 20 seconds. They always covered it right away because of this issue of the nechashim, even though it wasn't matzi. My sister's the Kanos Chazal. A lot of times we don't change the Kanos Chazal just because the thing is not around anymore. And therefore, I and the Mefarshim talk about that. There are some people who are makbet to leave water overnight. It has nothing to do with this Gemara, and there is no Gemara about that. But there could be al pi Kabbalah, could be, there's a Kavachayim. That's just the thing that we leave the water overnight. Uncovered, it might be a problem. That's something else. It's not only with this sugya. This sugya has to do megula, it's even any time by day, and it's mamish, less than a minute. Akaponim, that is the sugya megula. Back to our halachas of a sakin, of a knife, and of halachas of shechita. Zok Gemara, itma. Hashoichi besakin, someone makes a shechita, v'nim tzas peguma. Afterwards, he checks the knife, he sees it's pogum. It has a nick in the knife, and something, if a knife has a little chip in it, the halacha is that the shechita is possible, but here you found the chip afterwards. Zok Rashi, the case was, you checked it before. You had it checked before you saw the shechita. It was mamash a good knife. You checked it before. It was good. Now you shecht it. Afterwards, you check it, and you see it's peguma. Rav Huna says, afilu shiva ba'atzom is kal yoyim. Even if before you checked it, you chopped bones with it, so it's very possible it got this chip in the knife from chopping the bones, still a psula. Why? You worry that maybe while you were doing the shechita, before you did the simanim, already got a pegima from the skin of the animal, and therefore, since you're not sure, the halacha is it's a possible shechita. Rav Chista amak says kasher. Why? Shema batz nifkama. Some change the word shema to emer, but the bottom line is Rav Chista says no. I have a tli over here. I know that I chopped bones afterwards. So it's very possible the pegima came from that. And therefore, since I checked it before, I can assume that the knife is still good what happened was that afterwards it became pogum. That's what come out. If you have to check it after, right afterwards to make sure that's not pogum. Because if you find pogum after 20 animals, all 20 animals will be disqualified that comes out. We'll see that on base. You're not mechuyah, but if you want to have your animals to be kosher, you're going to have to check it. But Rav Chista says that if you chop bones afterwards, and we'll see maybe even without that, the halach is that it's kosher. So the Gemara explained the shita of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Vishloim Rav Huna Kishmaitza. Understand Rav Huna's shita. Rav Huna holds, like we learned in yesterday's daf, that a behemoth is becheskas iser. It's becheskas iser. Either Evi Menachai, like Rashi says, or like we spoke out from Toitzvus, Eino Zavucha. In any case, there's a chazaka, cheskas iser on the behemah. Now, I want to make it kosher. I have to be 100% sure that it's kosher. And here, I look at the knife. You see, it's pogum. So even though I checked it before, but my sister, after it's found the pogum, the cheskas iser tells you the status quo is the behemah is not mutav achila, osav achila, until I prove otherwise. That's pshat Rav Huna. Now, Rav Chista, my time. What's pshat Rav Chista? Amalach, I'll tell you my pshat, like Rav Chista. Etzem vade pogum. Etzem for sure is something that causes pegimus. Or the skin, because I checked it before, the or before the simonim, that's a sofik poigim, sofik loy poigim. Have a sofik vevadai, vein sofik moitz vevadai. Here we have a shiloh. What's the bigger chance that made the begima? Obviously it's the bones, because the bones are for sure. And here I chopped bones afterwards. Since the bones are vadai, and the or is a sofik, so therefore there's no reason to worry about the sofik makam the vadai. And therefore, even though technically you would have the chazaka of Rav Huna, but still, here, since there's a vadai reason to say it was pogum from the bones, that tells you that it's kosher. That's the shita of Rav Chista. Masiv Rav l'siyu l'Rav Huna. So Rav as a kasha, he wants to be a raya to Rav Huna, that in a case of a reis that happens afterwards, it disqualifies the thing from before. So what's the case? Someone had to make a tefillah in a mikvah. So Taval va'ala, and he did a good chafifa before, he washed himself good, he was pretty sure he had no chatzitzis on him. So Taval va'ala, he was tovel, and he came back up. V'nimtza Allah of Dava Chaitzis, and he found a Dava Chaitzis. Obviously, just ask boysim in Kal Yom, kuloyle, also like tefillah. For example, he found some dough on his hand an hour later, even though right after the mikveh, he went and baked chalas. So it's very possible the dough came from the chalas just baked with. Still, loy also loy tefila. Actually, yoimar barulish loy hoyso holai koyd mukhen. Until he's 100% sure it wasn't on him before. He has to be 100% sure that he checked himself before he went to the mikvah, didn't have anything. Then, if he's barley, so it means now he did a chafifa, he checked him that he washed himself, even checked himself before he went in. And if he says he checked him before he went in, then we know for sure it happened afterwards. But if not, we're worried that it happened from before, even though I have a reason here afterwards. V'hachah, the vaday taval, sofik hava alah, sofik alah, alah, because sofik is the vaday. Here you've sure tabled, and it's come sofik is the vaday. Now, if I wrote the Gemara, I would write the kash like this. Here, there's a vaday osak bevdo, and it's only a sofik from before. So sofik is the vaday, ain't sofik is the vaday. Like before, we said that for sure you broke at Thomas and the R. That's what I would have said over here. Here it's an interesting lashon. V'hachah, the vaday taval, it's like saying before, vaday shachat. Now Taisus speaks out. Look at Taisus. So hachah the vade taval perish. Karol vadehi the taval shaper. Kivin shenis asek boisim in achkach. So Taisus ties into the Gemara what we're saying that vade taval means that since it's karol vade taval, why? Because you was asek boisim in achkach. The Rashi Taka asks that you should have said vadei choitzitz. Like Ba'etzim should have said, I in the Rajba, the Ramask of Akashali, in the middle of peace. Yitaka asks this question. In any case, the Gemara brings a raya from this Braisa to Rav Huna. It's a Klar raya. We see over here that even though you were Isik in something that's Chaitzis afterwards, and before you only have a Suffolk if you had the Chatzitza before, the halacha is that it's not good at Tefillah. So it's a raya to Rav Huna. So the Gemara, no, I'll tell you pshat over there. Shani Hosom, the Ikumema, Hemed Tome Achaz Kosi. The guy is a Cheskas Tome. So you go, what's the Chazaka? Therefore, say you were in Tavel. Afraid the Gemara, Hachanami, the same thing over here also. Hemed Behema Achaz Kosi. He also, there's a Chazaka, Vehemel Nishko, the Cheskas Issa on the Behema. So also, let it tell you that it wasn't good Shchita. So the Gemara, no, I read Shchita Fanacha. It's right now, I see it, Shechter. So the Gemara, no, Hachanami, Tavel also, Tavel Fanacha, he was Tavel. So I'm going to know, how is Yalba Reisa? By the Tvila, there's a Reisa, he has a Chatzitza. So I'm going to know, how can I be Yalba Reisa? By the case of the knife also, there's a Reisa. So Zokh Rav Chista, the final teretz, Sakin Yisra'i, Behem Elo Yisra'i. Rav Chista says there's a big chilek between the case of the mikvah and the case of the Shechita. In the case of the mikvah, the person himself has a Reisa on him. He found the Chatzitza. By the Shechita, it's not the behemoth itself that has a reisa, it's the knife that has a reisa. And therefore, it's better. But it's not clear why is it better. I'm saying, lemaisa, in the shechita, there's a reisa. The knife has a chip. What's the difference between the knife or the behemoth? What's the difference? So it's a good question. So Tosfos throws in, Tosfos talks about this, and Tosfos, one of his truths are that by the knife, since it's a suffix in the knife, the sveka tuva, he says, there's more tzadim. First of all, maybe be'etzem nifkama, and therefore what only happened afterwards. And even if it happened before, be'or nifkama, who said the simonim, the shechita of the simonim was keneged apikima? So it's like a svek sveka. Once it's a razor on the knife, there's more tzadim to make. First of all, maybe this pikima happened afterwards. And even happened before, maybe in Shech connected to Pagima. But I shake it about a person, Avivait had a chatzitza before, it's definitely a problem. And therefore, that's the Milo over why by Shechita it's more kosher, because Sakin is Rayan, Behemelo is Rayan, because the Shechita is in the Sakin, therefore it's more Tzadim. That's one of Tosis's pshat. So the Mara Avait, another kasha, Gaber Hunar Vachista, Meisve. Shochat as Haveshet. Vach, and the veshet is the food pipe. There's two pipes in every behemoth and every oif, the wind pipe and the food pipe, the kono and the veshet. The kono is the wind pipe and the veshet is the food pipe. Now, by a oif, you only have to shecht one simon. By a behemoth, you have to shecht two simonim, roiv of two simonim, the roiv of each simon. And by an oif, it's enough roiv of one simon. So here, the story was the oif, shachat as a veshet, v'ach and ishtar gegeres. You shechted the food pipe, and afterwards the gageris came out. Now, why was it in this case? Because gageris is more common for the gageris to get ripped out, which is the windpipe, than the food pipe. So here, after the shechita, nishpatah gageris kshera, because it only became, let's say, a treifa after it was geshachten, after ready was yaitzin a mitzvah shechita, and it was ready mutatit. But nishpatah gageris, first the gageris came out. Then it's psula, because if it was a treifa before the shechita, let's say the story was like this, and then you found the geres was ripped out. You're not sure what happened first. You shech the vesha, now you find the geres is dislocated. So when did it happen? There's a story. Every suffix in a shechita is possible. Now, Marvin's telling me more in this case. This suffix is possible, and every shechita is possible. So, what's the comment in Marvin? Kol suffix is in my lav la suya ke gavna. Only Marvin, even a case with the suffix in the second. See, this is a case where the suffix in the behema. So, technically, Rav Chisda will agree here that it's the lacha is possible. First of all, you don't have the vada here anyway, but even at that, here it's a suffix in the behema itself. So, here Rav Chisda will agree. That's possible. But in the story, it says something more. It says, Va'omru kol suffix shechita possible. So Aram bin Marbe, even a case of a suffix in the second. So it's a kasha on Rav Chisda. So Tumar Loyla, Suye, suffix shah, suffix daras. No, it's coming to Marbe, not only is a suffix with Nishmata Gageras, when it was Nishmata, not only is that suffix considered not a good shechita, even a suffix shah, suffix daras. I can ask me, what do you need a rebuke for that? Why is that more? Kol asuye. Why is that a bigger chiddush? So we're saying kol asuye is a bigger chiddush. The Ran says that the chiddush is that even though roiv matsuyin etz shechita are bekiyim and usually doesn't happen, so therefore still that would still be considered considered a suffix and be possible. That's how the Ran learns. I wouldn't mind reading it inside, but he says there that even that case. Is even though there it's a what's a chiddush? But there the chiddush is even though there usually doesn't happen, usually you make a good shechita, still a suffix or shatak daras will be possible. That's the Ran says. I can't find exactly when it says in some, but that's what he learns. That's why it's a bigger chiddush. So the Gemara Vayta. So Kitza, we answered the kasha and chiddush by saying that lasui is something else. That's what's coming to the marba. It's coming to the marba a filo shah a filo daras. What's taka the chilek between this suffix and that suffix in Rav Chisda? Because hasam yaldav areis a behema. There it's a suffix in the behema. The case of shah daras or the case of gageris is suffix in the behema. Hach a sakin is roi behema is roi. It's a suffix in the sakin itself, not in the behema, and therefore Rav Chisda will hold that it's kosh over here. What's the halacha lemaisa? If you didn't break an etzem afterwards, we pass like Rav Huna. And we go by Sechaskas Isser, and that says that Lamaise probably was pogum before. I didn't chop atomis afterwards, so it makes sense that it's there from before, even though I checked it. It must have happened from the R, from the skin. But if you broke afterwards, you chopped atzomis afterwards, bones afterwards, then we hold a Rav Chista, because then we have a good Taliyah to say that's where it happened from.
And Chris doesn't agree to that?
Where? To the first case.
Yeah.
He holds his mutter. What could be pshat? Al my ifkim. What else did the Gemara give him from? Zog the Gemara. Ema be'etzem de mifrakes ifkim. After you check the samanim, the way you check the behema or an oif is from the neck in front of the animal, not the back. And the back obviously is the bone of the spine. So even if you if you shecht after shechita, you might have hit the spine, the bone, the mefarekes, the back of the neck, which is a bone, that's the end of the spine. I don't know if it's called a spine in English, but the back of the neck, you might have hit that bone, and therefore it's also mestav Rav Kim Ifkim from that. That's Rav Chista Svara. He says I have a tlia. It got hit by the mefarekes. But we argue Rav Chista that much. We say no. It's just as much chance as there are that became pogum. Therefore we pass on Rav Huna. Rav Chista argues even in that case. So we have over here a locha krav huna when it comes to loyshiva etzem, a locha krav chista by a locha krav huna we pass in when loyshiva etzem. When shiva by etzem, then a locha krav chista. Chista even argues in loyshiva etzem, but we pass krav chista by shiva by etzem. Now Rashi brings down agav that says v'hulchus krav huna de chashina la'ar. He says, "Va'yodi ha'yemais of Harler ben Yaakov, va'yakov ba'oif l'iser." He had a story where he shechted an oif. Afterwards, he found the pegima, and he said, "Ben Yaakov paskin l'iser," like our Gemara, like Rav Huna. I know Rashi has to bring down a ma'isa, but he brings down a ma'isa that we talk a paskin this way. He had a ma'isa shaya, ma'isa rab, where he has shashayla, and he paskin l'iser.